San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, August 30, 2020. Today's special guest speaker is Reverend Mark Obkamp, and his talk is titled, Where Did the Time Go?
So good morning, everyone. I get to use my outside stage voice today. So if you're sitting in the back and you don't hear me, raise your hand and I'll project even louder. As we prepare for this morning's lesson, let us anchor ourselves in the truth that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And we call that one power God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We are all connected. We are all one. We are all stardust. We are all light. We are all energy. Think about that for a minute. Good morning, San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. How is everyone doing today?
Great.
That is really great to hear. So let's take a moment to really feel how we are today. Let's vibrate for a moment on great, fantastic, and energized. Let's close our eyes for just a moment and simply be. Ah, breathe. And now repeat after me. The higher truth for me today,
the higher truth for me today,
is I am great.
I am great.
The higher truth for me in this moment,
the higher truth for me in this moment,
is that I am fantastic.
I am fantastic.
The higher truth for me today,
the higher truth for me today,
is that I am energized.
Is that I am energized.
Now take just a moment to feel that energy permeate your entire body as it moves from your heart space and travels through your arms, to your fingertips, through your chest and body, to your legs and feet and toes, and now through the rest of your being. Feel it in your cheeks. Feel it in your face, your forehead. And now release it into the universe. You have been energized, and not just with a pink bunny. So, now that we've been energized, let me think a little bit about the title of today's lesson. It's, Where Did the Time Go? Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've been asking myself that question for the last few weeks. I've been thinking things like, are we really getting close to September already? Are we really just a couple weeks from autumn? What is the family going to do for Christmas this year? And on and on. But I digress. So in Ecclesiastes 3, the Bible tells us that to everything there is a season and a time and a purpose to everything under the sun. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to lose and a time to seek. A time to tie up and a time to untie. A time to rend and a time to sew. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And there you have 2020 in a nutshell. I know that we've all been going through all these things in 2020. And we've been thinking about what time it is and you know, what's going to happen in the future, and what's the future going to look like, and what's the new norm going to be? Well, we don't need to know that right this second, because that's in the future. And that's a lot of mention of time, too, and its uses. But what is time, really? What is time? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to tell you right here. The time is man-made. There is no time in God's eyes. There is just the here and the now. But the dictionary has several examples of what time is. It tells us that it is a non-spatial continuum in which events occur in apparently irreversible succession. I can go with that. After all, every moment is a new moment. And with each passing moment, we are not the same being that we were only a moment ago. We are also told that time is an interval separating two points on the continuum, measured essentially in terms of occurrences or a regularly occurring event. That was the space of time. Hopefully 2020 is only an occurrence on a much broader timeline. And yet for me and for many, this has been a great year of opportunity and change and a chance to grow and soar. I've seen people lose their businesses, lose their livelihoods, only to pick things up and go into areas far broader than they ever thought they were capable of. It's all a matter of using your mindset, all a matter of changing that mindset, all a matter of saying, yes, I can. There are many other offerings as to what time is. However, I'm only going to choose to look at one other today, and that is a number representing a specific point, as the present, as reckoned from an arbitrary past point on the continuum. Which brings me to the main point of today's talk. As I've said already, did you know that there is no time like the present? No time like right here, right now. Everything that will ever be is happening right here in the here and now. Now think about that for a moment. Everything that will ever be is happening in the here and the now. The past is in the past. It cannot be changed. But our reactions to it and energy surrounding it and surrounding us from the past can be recreated in the here and now. The past doesn't have to drag us down. If it's dragging us down, we can change our thought process around that. And guess what? The past will be changed. I know that my past may not have always been the best. But if I choose to understand that those things in the past that caused me pain or discomfort don't have to do this to me anymore, then I have taken the first step to changing the past. If the past is not serving me, then why would I choose to let it keep haunting me or bring me down? I don't need to. Though the past may be part of who I am, it does not have to define or constitute who I am now. The past is simply a time of lessons learned. And if we are carrying hurt or pain from the past, long ago or recent, because we can be in recent past, then maybe this is the time to start clearing out our mental storage and make room and thoughts for a more essential future. But we are the ones who need to clear out our own stuff. I can't do it for you. He can't do it for her. She can't do it for her. He can't do it for her. She can't do it for him. We all have to do it for ourselves. Anyway, my point is that as far as time goes, on this human plane, on this planet, at this time, the only time that we really have is the here and now. The only time that we really have is this moment. But remember what I said 5 minutes ago? It's not now. We have already reset And again, we are in the now and in the formless. We are in the formless. We are creating the form here and now. Our thoughts manifest or become form within this frame. Remember one of Science of Mind's catchphrases, thoughts are things? In the Science of Mind textbook on page 101, paragraph 2, our founder Ernest Holmes talks about time. He says that the formless takes form in what we call time. Time is a sequence of events in a unity wholeness. It is a recollection, or as I like to think of it, a recollection of attention and anticipation, past, present, and future. Simply the measure of experience. Of course, time is real, but never a thing of itself. If the timeless did not manifest in what we call time, it would never come to self-fruition. Therefore, we have form and time and what we call space, which is never a thing of itself, but the possibility of outline. If there were not such an outline, we would walk through each other without recognition. I kind of had fun with this when I was reading it and thinking about it. I thought of us just mindlessly walking like zombies and walking through each other and not recognizing each other. No feelings, no nothing, just... That's why we have time. That's why we have the here and now. That's why we set form into manifestation. Form is real as form, but it is not self-conscious. It is subjective to the power that created it. Forms come and go. Form is temporary, but mind is eternal. Our mind is always there. This earthly suit, someday we're going to shed this earthly spacesuit, but the mind will go on forever. That is the meaning in the Bible of eternal life. The mind is the soul. So what exactly does this mean? I believe that what Dr. Holmes is saying here is that we are all part of the one mind, and that we manifest what we believe. Remember, the universe always, always, always says yes. So if we have faith, and if we are ready, then we are going to indeed manifest that which we desire. There is one mind, of which our mind is part and parcel, and that is creative, the creative part of the universe that always says yes. But only to the extent that we believe it so. So if we say, well, I know that I'm going to get such and such and da-da-da-da-da, but then we're saying, well, maybe in some time, and we're putting limitations on our thoughts. We're putting limitations on what we're going to be receiving because we're not in full belief. We're not in full faith. We're not in full trust. So within its own perfect time, as we believe a change is going to come, then it will come. What we need to do is to take the time to set our belief in motion. On page 180, paragraphs 3 and 4 in the Science of Mind textbook, we are told that the greatest good that can come to anyone is the forming within him of an absolute certainty of himself and of his relationship to the universe, forever removing the sense of heaven outside himself. Remember, heaven is within. We were talking about that this morning. Heaven is here and now, and we are creating our experience in that heaven. This is the concept of a new heaven and a new earth spoken of in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. The new heaven is a higher state of consciousness within ourselves. And as we expand our experiences and understandings of who we are, Holmes goes on to say that such an understanding teaches us that there can never come a time when we shall stop progressing, that age is an illusion, that limitation is a mistake, that unhappiness is ignorance. This understanding will rob man of his loneliness and give him a sense of security which knows no fear, a peace without which no life can be happy, a poise which is founded on this peace, and a power which is the result of the union of peace with poise. So we are poised to live in peace, right here, right now. Ram Dass tells us that in aging, our minds are often permeated by memories of the past or worries about the future. What gets missed is the present, and right there in the moment is the door into timelessness. Our stay on this earthly plane is measured by us in the concept of time, but in all reality, our earth suit will someday be shed, and our soul will return to the timeless continuum form from whence it came. There really is no time. Only now. So let me ask you a question. Sometimes at the end of the day, when all is said and done, and it's time to relay your body, to re-energize yourself, and you lay down to go to sleep, do you find yourself feeling tired and perhaps unfulfilled from the day past? Sometimes do you feel as though you should have done better or gotten more accomplished? Well, stop that! Because I know I'm not the only one. So now and again, I have to look back on my day and realize that those things within the structure of that 12 hours or so that brought me contentment, I know that there were good things. And if I start to dwell on some of the other things, I ask myself, what could I have done without? How much of my day was spent on things that I really didn't enjoy doing? Maybe I was stuck in an argument or had a customer that I was feeling not such generous thoughts about. You know, that was things I didn't need in my day. Maybe I needed to just open my heart a little bit more and realize I didn't know where the space they were coming from. So when I ask myself that question, I then ask myself, what can I do tomorrow to improve the ratio? How will my day be more fulfilling? Can I set aside that which did not serve me and replace it with more positive endeavors? If I'm not pleased with the day past, how am I going to improve tomorrow? And then I go to sleep with the knowledge that I did my best for today and that tomorrow is going to be the best day ever. And guess what? If I come up a bit short tomorrow, then the next day is an opportunity to open myself to all the positive energy of the universe. Each morning is a new morning. Each day is a new beginning. Each moment is a new moment. And that's where the time continuum is. Each morning is the start of a new beginning, and with each new beginning, we have the power to change the discomfort of the past and start anew. How great is that? I mean, you know, that's pretty exciting. If we don't like what yesterday did, we can leave it and we can start again. But do you want to hear something even better? We don't have to wait until tomorrow to hit our personal reset buttons. We can do that right now. Since there's really no such thing as time within spirit's world, in spirit's eyes, all we have is this present moment. And why not hit the reset button right now? Reset! I'm ready to go again. Now, so tonight when we retire for the evening, we can look back over our day and say, wasn't that great? I got a chance to reset in the moment. I got a chance to rethink what I was thinking in that particular instance. I got a chance to reset where I was going. I got a chance to turn that frown upside down. It turned into a smile. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 26 to 28, Jesus said to observe the birds of the sky, for they do not sow, neither do they harvest nor gather into barns, and yet your Father in heaven, remember heaven is within, feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? Well, in my opinion, no, we are not much more important than they. We are all living things. We are all beings. We are all one. But for argument's purposes, who among you, who by worrying can add one cubit to its stature? Don't sweat the small stuff. We don't need to sweat the small stuff. The small stuff's going to take care of itself. It's going to work itself out one way or another, whether we worry about it or not. And by adding negative energy to it, we're just letting it prolong itself. If we release it and let it go, it's going to go. It also goes on to say, why do you worry about clothing? Observe the wildflowers, how they grow. They do not get tired out, nor do they spin. The small stuff again. I have to admit that a few years ago, I was spinning, and it was out of control. It wasn't in a good way. And then one day I woke up, literally. My epiphany moment was when I realized that nobody but myself was responsible for my happiness. That all the anger, hatred, and bitterness that I had been carrying for over 35 years needed to be released. And I'm certainly not going to tell you that I let go of all that excess baggage at once, because I didn't. And I'm not going to tell you that it's all gone now, because stuff keeps coming up. We think we're rid of something, and all of a sudden, we'll be sitting there and it'll bubble up again, and oh, there we go. Time to peel another layer of the onion. But you know what? Every day we're learning more and more until our life's purpose is completed and we have graduated into our next adventure. So we're always going to be learning. Until the last day we serve on this planet, we're going to be learning. Till that last breath, we're going to be learning. Some of it's going to be painful if we allow it to be. Some of it's not. Most of it's just going to be learning. It's just going to be an experience. But I will tell you this much. What I have learned along this journey is that the only one responsible for our joy, our comfort, is ourselves. Nobody else. He's not responsible for mine. I'm not responsible for Reverend Connie's. You know, none of us are responsible for anybody else but ourselves. And that's the great thing. We only have one person to be responsible for. We can be our very best of friends or our own worst enemies. It is all about consciousness. Are we caring about a mind that is clouded and uncertain? Or are we clearing away the debris of who we were and every day taking the time on a daily basis to be the best that we can be now, in this moment? Because as we clear out our own stuff, we are adding a higher vibration to the one mind. Indeed, we are all individual expressions of the one mind with individual lessons to learn and lessons to teach. Oh yes, we're not just here as students, we're teachers as well. And most of the time, we don't even realize that we're teaching. But somebody will have gleaned something from something we said, something we did, an act of kindness. We don't need to know what we're teaching. We just need to know that we're always present. And as we learn what is ours to learn and expand and grow upon who we are as individuals, the world, the universe, and all those destinations beyond become part of the greater consciousness that we are creating. We are creating into that one mind. We are putting into that one mind. So if we're looking around right now in 2020 and going, oh, what a mess, da 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 da, that's what we're going to be creating. If we're looking around and going, oh, look at the opportunities we're getting. Look at, you know, how the world is changing. Look at the betterment of people. Look, look at the consciousness. I see people helping people. I see people reaching out to people. Then that's what we're going to get. It really is all a matter of time. But even more importantly, a matter of timing and willingness to make the changes in ourselves right now. Right here, right now. So I would like you to take a moment. I would like you to take a moment to move into silence, closing your eyes if it feels comfortable. Just take a moment to relax, noticing your breath. How does it feel on your teeth, your mouth, and in your nose? Breathing in and breathing out, just allow yourself a moment of peace. As you sit in this sacred space, I invite you to ask yourself what is no longer serving you in this present moment. And now, ask yourself if you are ready to release whatever it is and send it back into the nothingness from whence it came. Whatever it is yours right here, right now, to give away. Now, picture a balloon that has come to help you with this process. Whatever it is that has been weighing on your heart, tie it to the string of the balloon. Now thank it for serving you in the past, and lovingly release your balloon and let the air begin carrying it away. Feel the heaviness being lifted from your being as you watch the balloon float away, farther and farther away, until you can no longer see it. Now allow yourself to be with your feelings for a moment. In this, the only moment. And when it feels comfortable, know that now is the time for you. Now is the time for you to shine as bright as any star that was ever created and allow yourself to open your eyes back into the here and the now. So where did the time go? Well, last 25 minutes or so have gone by. It never really went anywhere. For in the blink of an eye, the snap of your fingers, we are in the next moment, ever creating, ever growing ourselves and our earthly lives. Really, try this, snap your fingers. That is how quickly I can create change. Snap again. I am not the same person that I just was. Who do I wish to be today? It is already done. The present moment has been here all along. Now it's up to us to choose how we are going to make use of it. And guess what? There's no time like now to decide. For the present is really the best starting point ever, as Ernest Holmes told us in the quote from this morning. Let's count down together. 3, 2, 1, grow. I thank you for your time and attention this morning. Namaste.